the Synaptic Mobile Phone. Now, I thought this might appeal to a lot of our listeners who perhaps have got an interest in getting a smartphone, but maybe don't have the interest in an iPhone or even an Android specifically, because even though this is an Android phone that it's based upon, what Synaptic does is it basically is a piece of software that sits on top of, if you like, the Android platform. So it gives a slightly different approach to using a smartphone, gives you a much more accessible way of doing it, and I'm going to talk you through that. So this is a Samsung Galaxy GS, which up until I got this as a review, I had no idea that even existed. I'd never heard of the GS, right?
Samsung do so many phones.
But it's okay. It's good. It's a 5-inch screen. And I have to tell you, with the Synaptic software on it, and if you're partially sighted, it's actually just the right size of screen. But again, you know, it's one of these things that's up for debate. And I'll tell you later that if this phone, this specific phone, is something that you don't think would work for you, I'll tell you how you can get it on other phones. So, yeah, stick around for this because we're going to talk through it. So I've unboxed it already. I know I normally do the unboxing live on air, and I'm sorry. But, you know, I kind of just, I'll be honest, the review unit came without a box, right? That's it. I'd be making it up any other way. So here it is. This is the Samsung GS. I'm going to turn it on. I've already switched the phone on, and it's in sleep mode. So when I switch the button on, there's a button at the side of the phone on the right hand side, just one single button, and that's the on button. On the left hand side, there's the volume up and down. Not very clear. All I would say to you is that on the left side, the button's bigger, which indicates not very much actually when you feel it, but it is actually the volume up and down button. On the right side, slightly smaller button, that's your on off. So let's turn it on.
Keygard. Swipe screen left right to unlock. Time 10:42 a.m. Monday, 30 January.
So it says swipe screen to unlock left or right. So you can just go left or right on the screen to unlock. You don't have to be specific at all.
Main menu, wow. Page 1 of 5.
So it takes you right into a menu. And I will tell you one thing, having played with this, it is pretty noisy.
It sounds like it.
It likes to make a lot of noise. Now, if you have ever used an iPhone or you are already using an iPhone, one thing you might be tempted to do is touch the screen. And then when you're ready to make a selection on something, you would double tap it. But actually with Synaptic, you just touch the screen and it takes you right into whatever it is that you want to get into or go into. So the only way to sort of check out first what you're going to tap on or touch is to sort of roll your finger over the screen and don't let go until you've made a decision. That's basically how it works. That's the one thing. And I mentioned last week on the show there was a couple of things about it I wasn't so keen on. If you were completely blind, it might lead you down the garden path by accident. This is one of those things. So I'm going to take my finger from the very top of the screen and roll it down. So from the very top,
main menu, page 1 of 5.
So that's just telling me main menu 1 of 5. That's telling me the heading I'm on. So I'll just go down a bit.
Previous page of main menu.
That means I can go backwards, although at the moment I can't because I'm on page 1.
Make a call.
Make a call.
Text messages.
Okay, texts.
Skype. Emails.
Okay.
Next page of main menu.
So you can go to the next page, and if I let go, it'll go to the next page.
Main menu, page 2 of 5.
And again, roll down from the top.
Previous main menu, page 2 of 5. Continue to hold to cancel and go back.
It's going to blow.
Menu, page 1 of 5.
Okay, so that didn't tell me what it was doing on the screen, but it did actually have a 3-2-1. So if you want to go back, that's another way to do it, which you could also use the up arrow, which is just a little bit of a scroll down. Okay, so we're back on the main menu, page 1. Let's go to make a call, for example. And what I'm looking at here, and I should make this very clear, because you might think, well, that's not a lot of options on the screen. But what you've actually got is a very large print display which has these very small instructions on it so they can get the text as large as possible. All of this is customizable. So if you want larger text or you prefer different backgrounds, like for example you want yellow text on a black background, you can do that. If you prefer different contrasts, those are options as well. You can make the text pretty much as big as you want, but remember, whenever you make text bigger on a screen, especially a 5-inch screen, it won't all fit onto the screen, so you might struggle with that. So if I'm going to make a call, so again, I'll go from the top.
Main menu, page 1 of 5. Previous page of main menu. Make a call.
So I'll let go.
Make call menu, page 1 of 2.
And again, I'll just roll my finger from the top.
Make call. Previous page of make call. Dial number. Type in number. Address book. Select contact to call from address book. Recently called. Call someone again.
Okay, so...
recently called page 1 of 2.
Okay, so I've gone into my recently called, but I don't want to do that because actually what I want to do is dial a number. So I've gone into a menu and I really didn't want to do that. So I'll go to the top left of the screen and that will take me to the close button.
Cancel and go back. Make call menu.
So what you're doing is...
sound effects.
I know, they're great, aren't they? But you know what you're doing there is you're putting your finger on the screen and then you're letting go when you've got the right thing that you want. So that's the difference between using this and, say, an iPhone or even an Android itself.
But the thing I have with that is, being a 5-inch screen, I mean, you know, moving your finger across the screen sometimes without accidentally lifting your finger and accidentally, you know, activating something, is that an issue?
Well, I must admit, I found it, I often would go into a menu without meaning to, and then I'd have to find the cross. But I will say that because everything on the screen is so large, if you have got partial sight, I'd say this is a brilliant option for you. You know, even if you are an iPhone user, I don't know about you, but you know, I find that the iPhone is so difficult to see that I just pretty much can't see it at all. Even even though I've got the 6 Plus, no, I mean it's just so small, and even with a big screen, makes no odds because the text size is tiny. Whereas with this. I was just turned myself off. But with this screen, because everything's so large, even though the screen's smaller, you get much more on it and you can see much more on it. So that's something that I would say, if you're partially sighted, this is ideal. If you're blind, I'm not entirely sure if this would be ideal. However, it just takes, like anything, a bit of getting used to.
Yeah, exactly. It's just getting familiar with that platform, isn't it? So this is basically, like, just to clarify what you said at the beginning, this is just an Android operating system, and the Synaptic software is just a layer on top. It's like the user interface to the phone.
Yeah, so when you open up the phone, it goes into the standard Android menu, and then if you wait a few seconds, the Synaptic software starts to load. So it's almost like an app which automatically starts
when
you go in. So I'm going to put the phone back on. So I'm swiping again. That's the one. It's very noisy. I actually quite like all these noises. Right, so I'm going to dial a number just to see how it goes, because one thing I loved about this, and obviously you can't see this, but the numbers and the size of the text is huge, which I think for a partially sighted person is ideal. Let's just go into dial number.
There seems to be a theme emerging here, partially sighted.
Well, I'm just... from my own point of view, I can't really imagine a blind person benefiting massively from these large numbers.
Yeah.
However, the simplicity is what blind people might find more interesting here, because instead of having you know, a whole host of different apps, different menus to get used to, different layouts of screen, everything remains in the same place no matter what you're in. So if you're in your emails, if you're in your text messages, everything lives within the same world. So if you're used to the fact that the crosses at the top left, you know, your page back buttons at the very top in the middle, if you're used to, you know, where things are on the screen, this will help you navigate very easily. So this is where a blind person will benefit from this. In my view. So on the number pad, for example, you've got these large numbers, which, I mean, they're so clear to read. So I can dial my number here. I'll just dial
0131.
So let's dial 0131. We'll make up a number.
9824578.
Now, if that is a real number, then...
I know you're taking a chance here.
let's see if it's a real number. Okay, it is ringing, so we're going to cancel that. but it was a real number, who'd have thought? So, yeah, that is it. That is really good. It's very clear to see. As I say, brilliant if you're partially sighted. I would advise you check it out, because it is worth it. I must admit, when I hear about this kind of stuff, I'm just going to switch it off. When I heard about this at first, I thought, this is just a really basic, almost dumb phone. But actually it's not. There are so many functions and features to this. That there are just so many. In fact, let's go back into a second. Because I want to show you about some of the other things it's capable of. I must say, the swipe to unlock is not as easy as you think. So I know that my cross is at the top left, so I'll just find that.
Make call menu. Main menu, page 1 of 5.
So as well as making calls, text messages, Skype, emails, let's see what else there is, because there is more to this.
Main menu, page 2 of 5. Address book. Calendar and reminders. Alarm clock. voice memos, record and playback.
That's helpful.
Oh, right.
And if you wanted to send audio to us, for example, that's one way to do it. You know, it's built right into the software. Next page.
Next page of main menu. Main menu, page 3 of 5. Notepad, type or dictate notes and lists.
Now, that sounds like a simple thing that a lot of apps would, you know, be capable of doing. But, you know, this makes it really easy to get to it.
Yeah, and that's the key, isn't it? It's just making these features easy to find, you know, and like you said, a familiar interface as well. You know where everything's going to be.
Okay, what about this one?
Camera, take and view photos.
Again, simple. It's there. It's easy to get to. Get to your camera.
Toolbox, magnifier, scan and read, etc.
Now, this is really smart because what they've done is they've taken a whole host of assistive tech apps and they've put them into one place under Toolbox. So if I let go of that.
Toolbox menu, page 1 of 2. Magnifier, video magnifier.
Brilliant.
Scan and read text from the camera.
So that lets you, as we talked about on previous episodes, you know, getting access to documents. So you can just use this device to scan the document and then it'll read it back to you.
Yeah, that does sound really useful.
Identify the colour of objects.
Sorry, that just spoke over you there. But yeah, that's colour identifier, which again is a great thing. And this one I love. My wife thinks it's great.
Where am I? Find my location and what's nearby.
Now, isn't that great?
I say that all the time.
Where am I? Yeah. And, you know, that is actually becoming more and more of a feature I'd acquire in my life than I ever thought I'd need. But isn't that amazing that it's just there and it's built in? So, you know, there are so many other tools and so many other things that we could show you. You know, I really think you need to try it out because it's something which, you know, as a device, it is really simple to use. It's large, high text, high contrast text, voice control as well. Haven't really got into that side of it yet, but I think that's really good. Clear speech as well. I think we'll agree that that's a really good voice that's on the Synaptic phone. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the Synaptic software has all of the features that work in exactly the same easy-to-use way. So once you've mastered one, you've kind of mastered them all. You can keep in touch with friends and family through it as well. And if you get it from Synaptic, you'll get an hour's free training with the supplier. So that's good. You don't have to worry about just getting it and figuring it out. But there's a whole host of other features too. For example, there's a memory stick talking book reader built into it. So you can actually put a memory stick in there and listen to RNIB talking books or newspapers, music, anything else you've got in the memory stick. As you heard, you've got the magnification, you've got speech, voice control, emails, websites, Skype, all that stuff. And, you know, and I didn't even get into, you can even watch TV on it, which is incredible. You can watch the telly on it, you can listen to radio on it as well. And, you know, what's really nice is a feature called Direct Access, which makes it easy to switch back and forward between easy-to-use Synaptic, and if you want to go further and learn about Android, you've got that as well with the full speech feedback or magnification on that. So when you buy this, it's like a stepping stone. You've got the simplistic approach to it, but you can actually develop and you don't have to buy something else at the end of it. I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bit like you, Stephen. You hear something like this and you're a bit, I don't know, what should you say, snobbish about it, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of look down at it. But when you look at the actual features it's got and how easy it is to use, you know, some people are going to love this. And plus, you know, the cost of an Android phone, you can, you know, they're a lot less than the high-end smartphones. And to be honest, a lot of people don't need all that extra stuff.
Absolutely not. Well, you can get all kinds of versions of this. The 5-inch Samsung smartphone you can get. You can also get tablet versions in 7-inch, 8-inch and 10-inch versions. Check out synaptic.com. That's synaptic.com or call 0191 909 7909. That number again, 0191 909 7909. And do ask about the software only as well. If you already have a smartphone or tablet, then you can add this to it if it's an Android. So, you know, you could save more money there. So there you go. That's Synaptic. Do tell us your thoughts if you're using it. You can email us, techtalk@rnib.org.uk.